No one's ever been brave enough to try, Dana. I think you're brave enough.
No, no one's ever been brave enough to try to put two AA batteries in their mouth. A good joke.
I know, right?
Oh, hey everyone.
Hey,
good
everyone.
To see you there. It's your good friend Simon.
Your good friend of mine.
And your good friend Dana.
You know what we're talking about this week?
I do.
Well, that yeah. Everyone else, you would have literally no idea.
Right,
like,
in.
It's impossible for you to know.
Our episode's ending here. Right in, and we'll see if you're right, and then we'll actually record it.
Stop it right now. No, don't do that. You know what we're talking about? The weirdest ways to be remembered.
Slash famous for, because
slash
my guys
famous
are dead.
For. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
This was weird things to be famous for.
Weird things to be famous for is what we're going for here.
Like, if you're imagining you're walking down a street and someone's like, hey, you're that guy that did
XYZ.
Yes.
And it's not like in a movie or famous athlete
or charitable foundation.
Yeah.
It's
oh, you lift vending machines.
There you go.
I will say that most of mine are, well, I say most. I have three, because we all have three.
Yep.
But I don't, okay, you're going to know a couple of the people when I say the people.
Nah.
But it's still really weird. So that qualifies, I guess. Who's going first?
I'm not, because I went first last time.
I'll go first.
Okay, I'm on. Hey. Hey, Amon. Hey, Amon.
Hey.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, Simon.
Hey, will you go first?
I'll go first.
Oh, great. Shut up, Dana.
Bye.
I volunteer as tribute. All right. My first one is...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the longest... No. It was just the longest...
Like, why are you peeking?
No, I had a...
Can you not?
You had a
weird bubble in my throat.
Oh, weird.
So I had to get away from the mic.
Cool. Awesome.
And then you just had the longest pause, so I said,
okay.
Oh, my God.
So mine is kind of like... This person kind of introduces an overarching like topic of people that are famous.
Interesting.
For a specific thing.
Okay.
And that is,
I'm in suspense.
This boy.
This boy.
This boy became famous at
this
boy became famous at 11 months old, unbeknownst to him.
Jesus.
Because his face was photographed by his mom and put on Flickr, and he became a meme.
Oh,
it
it's
is
that
the
boy.
Success
kid.
Sandcastle kid with the fist
Didn't
full of sand.
I love
sand?
That
yeah.
boy.
Yeah.
He's only 11 months in that picture?
He's only 11 months in that
He's
picture.
He's got a good head of
he
hair.
He looks 40. Huh?
In this picture, he looks 40.
He looks like most 40-year-old men I know.
No, you know a lot of 40-year-old men.
I hang out in weird spots.
So, this kid, his name is Sammy Griner.
Sammy
Griner. Griner? I don't know how to pronounce
Samuel.
That. But this picture was taken by his mom, who's a photographer, and he's 11 months old in the picture, and this picture was taken on August 26th, 2007, and it was posted to Flickr by his mom,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody, I mean, it was on Flickr for about 2 years before it, like, started to, like, blow up, yeah, and people were grabbing it for like this meme, and then it even, because it was on like Flickr and Getty, some companies and bigger brands actually like bought it to like brand things. So like Virgin Mobile in the UK used it like on a billboard. Like,
really? That's interesting.
Yeah, like the meme
what
version
year was that?
Of it, 2011.
Yeah, dude, that was like right when it's like, hey, you know memes?
Yeah, that was like the height of
we
I can has cheeseburger. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then I was thinking of like, just like how many people are famous, like their face is just famous because it's on a meme. Yeah.
So many. Like, there's like the guy who's like, I don't know.
Well, this is a fun game. Describe
the
meme.
Describe the meme. Here we go. The one where it's the white guy, mm-hmm. and he's like not looking at the camera, and then he's sort of looking at the camera, and then he's looking
oh,
directly
that guy with
at the
blinking?
Camera.
Oh, yeah.
That was a more recent one, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the blinking. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know the one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Now you do one.
Oh, the guy with the sweater and the braces and the goofy smile.
Oh yeah,
in the red face, like Bad Luck Brian,
super nerdy. Bad Luck Brian. Yeah,
I love this game. Amon, you do one.
There's that one with the guy with the hat, and it's like tilted up, and it looks like that he's standing in between two doorways, and he's got this big old furry coat, and he's just like.
His name is Scumbag Steve.
Yeah, Scumbag Steve. I actually read up on that one. His mom actually took that picture.
Really?
And it was posted to Reddit, and then it blew up.
Why? Oh, my God. His mom posted a picture to Reddit? How so embarrassing.
Good. So good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yikes, dude.
Yikers. But, yeah, like, imagine just being famous because somebody took your photo and then blew it up on the internet.
Yeah. It's so awesome because that like... economy of being famous, it's like the stocks are worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's worth nothing. You can't monetize that
right.
at all. Like
yeah.
if you're Instagram famous or like YouTube famous or like basically
you
any
can
other
do
type
ad
of
services.
Famous, yeah, you can make some money. But if you're meme famous, like you are tanked.
Yeah, the only thing you can do is like an AMA on Reddit, and those don't pay anything.
No.
And the real interesting thing, especially because like a lot of memes feature. Older people or like adults or teenagers, people that like know that they're viral or their picture is viral.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one is a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, like at this point he was almost a year old in 2007.
So he's like 14?
14.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, that's weird.
And he like knows that his like baby picture.
How many times do you think he's tried to say, hey,
I'm
baby.
That kid.
That baby. And people are like, no, you're not.
Do you think he carries sand around with him and just like poses? He's like, no,
that'd
look.
That'd be
and
like
then
the
poses.
Best like repeat Halloween costume every year. He's just like, oh, I'm the success meme boy.
The success meme boy.
He gets pulled over for like a speeding ticket and he's just like, sand.
Like, the cop's like, oh, you can go. I love that picture.
It then becomes like his superpower. He just throws sand at people. Success! And then runs away.
But then like also later in life is like washed up because that was like the...
That was
like,
all he was famous
like, cloudy
for?
With a Chance of Meatballs, like the baby Brett. He's like, uh-oh. And he's like all washed up. Have you guys not seen that movie? No.
No. We okay. were both looking at you like,
I was like,
uh-huh.
I bet this is going to be good. I'll go on this journey with you even though I don't know where
he's
we're going.
He's pretty much like relying on that one thing to like create revenue for the rest of his life.
Like
and it's just not. He peaked at that age. And
Oh, that's sad. I would like to take y'all on a journey back to... 1994. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are an aspiring jazz musician.
Okay.
You
yeah.
just moved to LA.
Oh, my God.
And you are you just got into Stomp, right? At its peak. It just won an award. Yeah, Stomp. And everything's going great. And then you start getting into theater shows and you're like, man, I'm really gonna start pursuing this acting career. And oh, I'm also like my band just released its first album and it's really good and everyone seems to like it. And then you keep doing your Stomp thing, and then all of a sudden you're approached by a talent expert.
An
he's
agent
like,
or someone?
Yes. He's like, I have the perfect role for someone like you.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
And you're thinking to yourself, heck yeah, music career's popping off. Stomp career's popping off. Like, I was just in The Tempest for some reason, too. That's popping off. Everything seems to be going, like, really good in my life.
Uh-huh.
Talent agent approaches. Perfect role. You're going to be in Star Wars. Whoa, I'm going to be in Star Wars? That's right. We want you to read for Jar Jar Binks.
No, that poor guy was in all that good stuff.
He had a life before Jar Jar.
No.
Ahmad Best.
His last name was Best.
Best. Was, yikes. Will always be remembered as being Jar
Yo,
Jar
that's, oh,
Binks.
He was... He was an aspiring jazz artist.
They had just dropped like he was with this band for 2 years, right? And they had just like done their first album. It was like good, like they had it. He was like on. He was doing like theater and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he was in Stomp, and he was like winning a bunch of awards for being in Stomp. And the casting director for Star Wars or whatever saw Stomp. Oh, look how well he can like move and dance, and like how like limber and like crazy he is. He's like he would be perfect for this role. As Jar Jar Binks, super racist alien.
The most hated character.
Racist.
Until recently.
Character.
racist for a race that doesn't even exist.
Could you imagine, like,
Jamaican alien.
He tried his best, right? So he was in the Star Wars, like, the prequel trilogy, right?
Yeah.
And then he went on and tried to do, like, a couple more films, but he was, like, one-liner roles. And then he went into TV, and that never really. But, like, all through his career, he just kept going back to the Binks role.
I mean,
one after the other. It's like, oh, we need you to Binks be in like role. the Clone Wars like cartoon. He's like, yeah, okay. He's like, oh, there's like these Lego Star Wars games you gotta be Binks for. And he's like, yeah, okay. Could you imagine having to always be Jar Jar Binks?
No.
It's tough, dude. It's tough.
Should be like a documentary. And
it probably should.
Jar Jar.
Yeah.
I mean, being Binks. Can you imagine, like, I mean, I know we talked about
Anakin
yeah, like
how, like, a child in his life, yeah. He had to, like, change his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he completely,
destroyed,
like,
all of his Star Wars memorabilia because
mm-hmm.
he got made fun of.
Because had, like, everyone was so mad at him for just being in a movie.
Like, which hey, is so,
like, I didn't write the movie.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like, yeah, that's kind of, like, couldn't he be like, but it wasn't me, it was George Lucas. Yeah.
It's your fault, though.
At yeah. least this guy has, like, the George benefit Lucas of being, here. Like, completely CG. So, like, when I looked at him, I was like, I don't know this. But when you look at him, you're like, oh, my God, yeah, that's Jar Jar.
Oh, no, they kind of, like, model Jar Jar.
Once you, I don't think I have his picture on here, but, yeah, he's, like, sort of modeled after Jar Jar.
Yikes.
Yeah,
yikes.
It's not so great.
I can't, I guess that's a thing, like, you said, like, he was, like, moving and stomping, mm-hmm. That's how the guy was like, oh, it'd be good for this. At least they didn't come up with it. We're like, you have the perfect face for this Jar Jar character. Oh, even though, you know
your
what I mean? Like,
eyes
that,
are just
yeah,
beautiful for Jar Jar.
Something like just awful.
Yeah, here's how it said. After the casting director, Robert Gerland, had observed his flexible athletic movements and stomp, Amon was cast as Jar Jar Binks in the Star Wars prequel trilogy.
Oh, gosh.
That poor guy. Do you think if he could go back, he would not be Jar Jar?
I guess you have to, because here
I want to know what's like.
I don't
like,
know, because, like, yes, you're Jar Jar, which blows, but you're also making money by being Jar Jar
yes.
several,
okay.
like, over and over and over. Like, he's trying mm-hmm. to get other roles, not landing, and they're like, hey, you want some money? Be
it's
Jar
like,
Jar again.
Yeah, I do. Like, I do actually want some of that.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a
new question, though. If you were Jar Jar Binks mm-hmm. in 1996, mm-hmm. and then you're an actor, and you're saying, like, man, I'm just not really making it, and they approach you and are like, hey, you want some of that Binks money? Do you go back?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, it's already too late. You can't, like,
you
be
can't
like, un-Binks. I'm not Jar Jar anymore. It's like,
I mean, would you, but here's the thing, I guess, would you, like, embrace it to the point where you would go back to make a jazz CD called, like, Misa So Jazzy or
oh
something?
My, oh,
like,
yes. Oh, yeah. I would all
kind
be,
of like,
I'd be in my own merch,
oh my
like,
God.
So much.
Misa So Jazzy.
Just to, like, would, I mean, I guess it's
oh
a thing, like,
God.
You can either go, like, try to shy away from it or just go
yeah,
all
you
in.
Just
go all in.
In.
I was
know?
Thinking almost, like, a reggae album would be better.
Oh, my God. Where it's just, like, one whole song is just in the Jar Jar voice.
Missed opportunity.
Well, you can just, you know, let him know.
Yeah, I'll email him.
Yeah,
I'll email
you should.
This.
Hey, thinking about a reggae album?
We got a title and ideas.
Stomp? You want to take Jar Jar back to Stomp?
I remember as a kid watching
Stomp
the prequels and thinking to myself, is he, like, of Jar Jar, I was like, is he a Jedi? Is he going to be a Jedi? Why is he in this movie? Is he a Jedi?
He needs to become a senator.
And then he's, like, just not... Yeah, anything.
There's a bunch of him.
I mean, I guess it's the thing, like...
It's nothing against you, Ahmad. I hope I'm saying your name right, too.
Ahmad,
I know you're listening.
Ahmad.
Ahmed. Ahmed is probably how it's pronounced. I know you're listening. I just want you to know, my heart is open to you. I love you. You did a great job. Your character was definitely a real character.
I mean, yeah.
That was a rough sentence.
It was like...
An honest one, though.
If you have any, like, Jar Jar merch you just want to send us, I'm down.
I will tell y'all.
Oh, my God. If there was, like, a Jar Jar hat.
Secret.
Oh, no.
I bought.
Okay, hold on. Wait. No, I got to get into the mind palace of Simon as a teenage boy with a claymore on this, like,
on the wall.
What else am I going to add to the wall of your teenage bedroom?
Okay, I'll just paint this picture, right? You walk in my bedroom. Okay, there's my bed, my nice double bed sitting right there.
Double bed.
Wall on the far... And then so that I got a chest of drawers with my TV and like my PlayStation and like PlayStation 2 like right next to each other. My Super Nintendo still up there because I love that so much. Then over to the side, I've got like a desk, and that's just got like swords and like cool drawings of like my
swords.
Yeah, like, of my
other swords that I don't own
that I would like to own in the future when I have enough money to buy them. And then you look in the corner of my room, and what's that? It's a 7-foot tall cardboard cutout of Jar Jar Binks.
No, it is not. Yes. How?
It's beautiful. So beautiful. Why do you have that?
My mother, God bless her, went to a she likes antiques, and so she went to this like flea market, I guess it was, and she brought it home for me because she said, I thought you would like it because it's Star Wars.
Because it's Star Wars.
And what did you say?
And I said, Mommy, I don't know. I don't know about this one. I don't know. Is he a Jedi?
I'm not sure. What is he here for? Oh, that is
whatever
amazing.
Whatever happened to dearest 7-foot tall Jar Jar?
He stayed around for a while. But then I think as I moved on to different phases of my life that involved varying amounts of... we'll worry about this.
Did it get too scary with the hallucinations?
Does Jar Jar become the monster not in your closet?
Danny, your turn.
Yikes. Okay. So, this person is she's 16 right now, but when she became famous, she was 13.
Mm-hmm. 3 years of fame.
It was a young, troubled teen on Dr. Phil.
Oh, God.
Her name is Danielle Bregoli.
Bregoli.
She was on an episode of Dr. Phil in 2016. And the episode of the title of the episode, I'm going to read this word for word. I am not joking.
Okay.
I want to give up my car-stealing, knife-wielding, twerking 13-year-old daughter who tried to frame me for a crime.
Yes, dude. What is
this? Wow.
How oddly specific is this?
Oh, my God.
Like, what? Anyway, so Danielle Bregoli, right? She's
knife-wielding. Yes.
She's apparently, like, she was getting reprimanded for, while they were filming the episode, she tried to steal a crew member's car.
Lit, dude.
That's
freaking
like, that's just like lit. Next level.
Right. She's 13 at this point. Man. Right. And so the audience is laughing at her for some reason. And she says, cash me outside. How about
that?
It's
that girl.
It's that girl. Oh, what's her name now?
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby. I was like, man, maybe it's her. And then you said that name. Yep. And I was like, I don't recognize that name.
Bad Baby. Bhabie.
Spelled correctly. Yeah. That's my Christian name, dude.
She... But you can call me Simon.
I was christened Bad Baby after my baptism.
But she got famous because she said, cash me outside, how about that? Uh-huh. Right? Yeah. Like, and that
like
became...
the worst sentence ever. Yeah.
Cash me outside, how about that? Cash me outside, how about that?
That's a little too good, Simon.
I need that. No,
I wanted to record that because it wasn't even just like him saying it. His face... was like priceless, and his arms were like
out akimbo for him. So she became like a viral video meme for saying that. What she had said was then taken by someone named DJ Suede the Remix God. and made into a song. Okay.
How low is your self-esteem as a DJ?
To name yourself DJ Suede the Remix God.
Sorry, I'm fine. I'm fine now.
So he made that into like a song. I don't know. It entered the Billboard Top 100, and then it led to a series of dance videos being uploaded to YouTube.
Oh, that's so freaking awesome.
So because he took that without her consent, her mother and her sued... Uh-huh. Like him and like three other companies, and they threatened to sue Walmart because apparently Walmart, unsurprisingly, had shirts that said, cash me outside, right? So they sued for, quote, infringing her intellectual property.
Yeah.
Which.
There's not a whole lot of intellectual
I don't know,
substance.
But then in 2017, she was nominated for an MTV Movie and TV Award in the, quote unquote, trending award section.
Yeah. Very much deserved.
Now she's like a...
But this is the thing. Rapper, yeah. Because of that, she has become... Like, she was just Danielle Bregoli, and then she became Bad Baby. Mm-hmm. She now has her first single, which is called These Hoes, which is... Which is spelled
these hoes, dude?
Which is spelled H E A U X.
Wait,
right?
Wait, what?
It's
wait,
the German spelling.
The French spelling.
These hoes. German spelling. These hoes.
These hoex.
Yeah, exactly. That was her first single. It made the Billboard Top 100. She has another single that made it. So she's like the youngest rapper to make.
Is she French?
Oh God, no. She's from Florida. She's also, these songs came out when she was 15, and, like, I watched the videos, like, earlier today. Gross. That's all I'll say.
Wait. Real gross. You mean the video name, These Hoes, is gross?
Dude. Wait, These Hoes
also,
in French?
Also, she's 15, and it's like she's being, like, the beginning of it is, like, this crane shot coming down, and she's, like, getting out of a car with some older dude who looks like her dad. Or, like, it's real gross.
Wait, she can't drive?
Exactly. She stole that car. She's, you know, car stealing, knife wielding, twerking 13 year old.
How many times do you have to wield a knife before you get the modifier of knife wielding? Like, how do I become knife wielding?
You got to stab somebody. You can't just be like
if I get a butterfly knife and I sort of like figure that out, you know, but I'm just always like,
I think if you were like if you had a butterfly knife and you could do, I would call that like knife wielding. But any other knife, there's a difference between wielding and just carrying.
Yeah, like, true.
I have this knife. I'm a knife wielder. It's like, you just pull that out of your pocket.
Just scary, open that dude. Box for me. Yeah, just like, who cares?
That's not a knife.
But Bad Baby has worked with like Kodak Black, Little... Okay, how do you pronounce... Is it...
Lil Yachty.
Okay.
Oh, it's a yacht with a Y at the end.
Well, it's like, okay...
Little boat.
Little yacht. Yeah.
No, he like refers to himself as Little Boat.
Little Boat.
Why?
Because he's a little yachty.
Then call yourself Little Boat.
It's like a nickname of a nickname.
Okay, that's the dumbest. Her stage presence has been compared to that of Britney Spears. She has now expanded into a reality show, a makeup brand. She's like touring. She signed with Atlantic Records.
That's just like the power of like
viral
of
video.
Being
that's
like
the thing.
Nothing. It's just
of being nothing.
That's the thing, because it was like,
it's like, oh, like, do you want to have a makeup line? No. It's like, well, make me money. Like, well, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah,
okay,
I've
always
wanted a makeup line. I've actually always wanted that. Do you want to be a rapper? No, but it'll make you money. Well, I've always
wanted
hip-hop.
To be a rapper.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is like, in this day and age, you can become famous for
nothing.
Literally anything.
You can also be, like, famous just because everyone hates you.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean...
Like Rebecca Black.
That poor girl.
I know. She's still doing music, though.
Good for her.
Like, she's still...
Did she get signed by Atlanta Records?
Probably, dude.
I don't think so. Because there was, for a while there, there was that... Because who she was signed with when she came out with Friday was that dude who, like, signed
Rapped.
A whole bunch of, like, teens and preteens. No. And which
I
is like pumping out
that.
Music like no one's business. Anyway,
what you
so
got
yeah.
On?
My next one is Ryan Beats. This is also a last name I don't know how to pronounce. It's like B-E-I-T-Z. Bates?
Biatz. I don't know.
Probably not that one.
Biatz.
Ryan.
Biatz.
Are you here for class? I am. Okay. So, Ryan, whatever his last name is, he has the need for speed, which is a joke because...
I read, okay.
This guy, it started out as just like a kind of a funny joke on his parents. Like, he didn't have a lot of money and needed to get like his family Christmas presents. So he got like his sibling, his mom, and his dad all their own individual copies of the VHS tape of Speed, the movie with Keanu Reeves. And then he was like, hey, why don't I just like buy all the copies of Speed on VHS? So now he's just like collecting all the copies of VHS Speed. And it's like he kind of cares, but he also doesn't care because he's like, I know that it's a terrible movie, which is why it's funny. And he's like...
So is he like trying to protect everyone from watching it because it's
yeah,
terrible?
Yeah, he's like, he's the man attempting to own every copy, VHS copy of Keanu Reeves' Sandra Bullock's action flick Speed ever made.
Wait.
Simon's
Simon's broken.
Wait.
You got some questions, Simon?
Why?
Because it's
what?
Funny.
How many does he have?
I don't know. He doesn't actually know, and he doesn't actually count either.
Well, okay, that tells me that that's
it's
a lot.
Hoarding, yeah.
But just of a specific thing.
Yeah, I also have all my old McDonald's wrappers in my bedroom, but we don't talk about that either.
But that's just a collection. I'm going to give them as Christmas gifts to my family.
He's like never... Well, on the article that I read, it said he never counted, but because he actually doesn't super care. He's not like trying to break a record. He's just like... Anytime he's in a store where there's like VHS, he will buy any copy of Speed that they have.
But so he like actively goes, like, it's very few places that sell VHSs now. So he's still actively looking for them.
According to Vice, he owns over 500 copies of Speed.
Where do you put 500 VHS tapes? In my prime VHS
collection,
I maybe have like 25.
And
he
that
also
was like
owns 26 laser discs of the film.
Whoa, only six?
26 laser discs of the film. Not DVDs, laser discs, which I guess is something different.
When did laser... What?
I think it was in between.
In between VHS
remember,
and
like,
DVD?
Remember like bulk CDs? Well, I think they're called like... What were they called? They were like laser discs, but... They were like the early versions of CDs. They were like the size of vinyls, but it was like a CD.
How are you the youngest one telling us about this?
Because I bought one thinking it was a vinyl.
Oh.
And then somebody was like, that's actually like it's a CD. It's like a bulk laser disc. It was like that Ten Commandments that Tobes has. It's not a vinyl. It's like a... It's a bizarre. If you pull it out, it's a giant CD.
Weird,
it's like a vinyl size CD. It's crazy to like look at. You're like, what is this?
This won't fit in my Walkman.
But that was like the in between like going from records to like comp. That's why they're called compact discs because they used to not be compact.
It's almost like the in between DVDs and Blu-rays was HD DVDs, and then that died so incredibly fast.
Yeah.
He's got like a...
All of his copies of Speed are dead.
I forgot we were talking about
dead.
A guy who owned 500 copies of Speed for a second.
Over 500 copies of Speed.
Clearly over 526
Also
copies.
His like van, he's made it look like the bus.
Oh, he's got a van, huh?
Yeah.
He's got a van?
Guess that.
He's got a van that he made the outside look like
the bus from Speed, yeah.
Oh my God.
God, what a freaking...
Does he like Speed too?
He doesn't.
Does he have a boat? Or does he hate that movie?
It says, how many copies do you have right now? I don't know, like 550 or something. I haven't counted in a while because who really cares?
Right. Verbatim. That's what
I say
about things I collect too. Is
if
like,
I had one copy.
I just
copy.
Like them taking up space in my house.
And you're going to collect them all? Yeah, people always go, dude, how many of these things are you going to get? And I'm like, all of them, duh.
This? Okay.
I don't...
All right, well... No... No.
I'm
no
sort
tea,
of
no
speechless
shade,
right
no
now.
No pink lemonade. If that's your thing, then you just do that, I guess. And I'm happy for you and all your VHSs. You know what? I'm proud of you, dude. Just keep going.
I mean, yeah, just keep on
speeding.
Just keep bussing. On, I don't know, you just say keep on trucking.
Oh, man. I'm about to change the energy.
Uh-oh.
Have y'all heard about Carl Tanzler?
Carl Tanzler.
I'm not good with names.
Y'all better buckle the F up.
Okay. Click.
Are you didn't buckle, Yvonne. Get buckled.
Click.
Okay, good.
It's a double buckle.
Tanzler was an Austrian-born physician who lived a relatively normal life until 1931, when he fell head over heels in love with a young tuberculosis patient.
Oh, no.
Okay. She was a 22-year-old Cuban-American woman who was brought into the Key West Florida Hospital where Tanzler worked. As soon as he first laid eyes on her, Tansler was transfixed.
Okay, wait. Sorry. How old was he?
Okay, I mean, I think he was like in his 30s at that point.
Okay.
Okay, unfortunately, she died a few months later.
Oh, no.
Sending Tansler into deep heartbreak.
Oh, no.
With her parents' blessing, Tansler purchased an expensive mausoleum for I can't pronounce her last name, and I don't want to butcher it. Hoyos, that's how I'm going to say it, to be buried in. However, once her body was locked inside, Tansler was the only one with the key, and soon after, his journey began.
Don't call it a journey.
Okay. Tansler visited her body every night for 2 years until he evidently decided that he wanted to keep her closer.
Gross.
In April 1933, he stole the decaying body from its tomb and kept it in its home with him. Because she had been dead for 2 years, Tansler had to provide extensive upkeep on the body.
Yeah, no duh.
He used plaster and glass eyes to maintain the integrity of her face and stabilize her skeletal frame by using coat hangers and wires.
What?
Once her hair began to fall out from her decomposing scalp because she's, like, really dead, he replaced it with pieces of her real hair.
Stop it.
He stuffed her torso full of rags to help retain its normal shape and cloaked her in copious amounts of perfume to keep the stench at bay. He also added wax to her face to help it remain intact as well. Tansler lived with this dead body for 7 years before her family became suspicious. Hoyos' sister eventually confronted Tansler at his home and made the grisly discovery in 1940. He was arrested for grave robbing, but because the statute of limitations on his crime had expired, he avoided any jail time.
Woo! What did they do?
Imagine being that guy.
When was this?
He was arrested in 1940.
Oh, okay.
So it started at 1933, because that's when he started this. Because he lived with this dead body for 7 years.
Well, no. Well.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yes.
That's the age of my middle niece. Uh-huh. That's her whole lifetime. Dead. Just to have a, well, not her dead, but just yeah, to have a dead body in a house.
The world is so terrifying, and this is why I don't trust anyone.
This is why I don't trust anyone.
Now I'm just looking at everybody and be like, you got a dead body in the
How
house?
How many
you
dead bodies do you have like in your house right now that you're like sleeping next to every night?
Like, ew. Wouldn't it have just been easier at that point to just like make like a plaster mold?
He's
of
probably
her
just like, well, like, I've come this far, dude.
Because like, what is her condition at that point of discovery?
There's pictures.
Well, here's that's gross.
Did you bring some?
Well, yeah, I will. Yes, please. Here we go.
Okay, everybody, Google what's his name, Carl
or
Tansler.
Don't.
Or it's okay. It's not like Carl Tansler looks like you're like, oh yeah, that guy. Like, oh yeah.
Oh, he looks Frankensteinian.
Has dead people in his house.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that he waited 2 years before he brought her.
Okay, first I'll show you Carl.
He was just visiting.
So here's
her.
Carl.
Yeah, that's like a creepy scientist dude.
Yeah.
He looks like a villain character. He's like from any old movie.
He looks like he'd be like, the heroes of the day.
he's like open the ceiling.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yikes.
Flip the switch.
Wrong switch.
Why does he have a German accent?
I don't know. He's Austrian born.
Villains are German.
He's Austrian. Oh, my God. So,
I don't know what an Austrian sounds like.
I don't know either.
It's like.
This is, here you go.
Ew. Oh, my God. Ew. Oh, that's horrifying.
Here you
ew,
go.
You guys.
Oh, it's like Michael Jackson, but like not.
Oh. Do it, MJ,
ew.
Like that.
Ew, 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 ew.
Also, he looks real tan in this photo.
Well, I don't know what
to
tell
the
you
left.
Though.
Yeah, like
dude, this
on.
Dude
he
was like weekend
Indian
at
man.
Burning.
Yes, this is
like
that's what
years.
That movie's based off of. Is this? It's true.
this moment.
Uh-huh.
I can't. I mean, okay. Here's the thing that really gets me though is when you mentioned the glass eyes.
Yes.
So did he like keep
what?
Her?
That's
like,
what I
he
thought
kept,
about
like,
this
like her
too.
Eyes open.
Well, this is the thing. Even beyond that, okay. At what point do you think he replaced the eyeballs? Was it before they got super like gross and just
and
like
just
turned
decomposed?
To mush,
yeah.
Or were they
no,
like
after?
You think they were?
They
just
were gone.
Like, okay,
I think they were eye sockets, and he was like, "Boop, here's a new eye." Because it's if he's doing like a whole glass eyeball, you're having to either like scoop out the whatever's
that's
left.
That's what I mean,
or
though.
I think he probably just.
At what point are you like, oh, I have to get rid of the
there goes
flies.
The new eye.
The
ball.
Thing, yeah. I mean that. I mean, I guess you could ask that to anything. Like, at what point are you like, oh, I need to replace.
I got
to
put these wire
that
hangers
bone with
up
that
in there.
Hanger.
Oh,
yeah,
my
like
God.
What
oh, can
I
you
don't.
Imagine? Oh my God, I can't. Oh my.
This guy the whole time
like,
he's like, I'm doing
weird.
This for you, love. This guy looks like a cartoon man. Like,
wow. Yeah, I man.
Look at that hat. Yeah, gross. Ew, he's
I don't
talking
trust
to people.
Anybody. And I probably that never will ever again.
Is the most. Oh, let me see. Sorry, Iman just made a face. He just discovered something. Let me see. That's gross. Mm. Ew, is that what she looked like in that last picture?
Mm-hmm. Look at that bottom picture. it's the eyeball.
Okay.
Get that away from me.
Well, that was that's Carl Tanzler. If you need some nightmare fuel, be sure and Google that. Or you can just take my word for it and don't.
She's
don't.
Clearly wearing a toupee in this photo. Like, I don't understand. Yikes, dude.
Dana, get us out of here.
Okay. Away from, we'll talk away from the dead and talk about giving life and birth.
Yes, life.
Literally anything else.
Nadia Suliman. Suliman?
Suliman?
Otherwise known as Octomom.
Ah.
Excuse me?
You don't
Octomom.
Know about this?
Octomom.
Octomom. She had, in 2009, she became pregnant with 8 children.
Oh, I thought this was going to be like octopus situation.
No. Yeah, well, like, never mind. She gave birth to 8
secret
kids.
Secret octopus mom.
That's a lot of kids.
Well, she already had 6.
What?
14 kids?
What were you thinking?
They're like, oh, we'll just have one more.
They were all
got
from...
Her,
they were all from in vitro. In
what?
Vitro
oh,
fertilization.
No. How does that... I don't know how that works with, like, twins and...
It's the same.
Well, so
the
they
same?
Take. Well, it's actually. I think there's a higher chance.
There is.
Of,
my cousin had twins because she did in vitro.
So yeah, in vitro they just take the embryo and just yeah. So
right.
It's like there's a
they
higher
just, yeah,
chance.
They just stick it up there.
Yeah, they're just like boop. Okay, now do stuff.
All right, make life.
So she
set the timer. It's like Easy Bake.
Gross. So she had her first kid in 2001, and then within 5 years she had 6 kids.
That
one was a set of twins. Done. Your brain.
I know. I was like, that doesn't
wait,
make any
brain.
Sense.
Wait.
Wait. First of all, that's not
year?
True. Second of all, what?
So, in 2001, she gave birth to her first son. In 2002, she gave birth to her first daughter. Then she had 4 more kids. One was a set of twins. And then in 2009, she gave birth to 8 kids. Now, I'm just going to explain. Her stomach was so large that they had to break her ribs to
what?
Alleviate pressure because she was so big.
Oh my God.
Like,
that doesn't like, seem like sick. You should have to do that in like the normal sort of
no.
process. Like,
no.
And they're like, hey, we gotta start messing stuff up down there. Otherwise, this isn't gonna work.
You got too many organs for this
like
to be healthy.
Too much going on down there.
Hey, you're too human to have a litter of babies. I don't know if we can really justify this.
I'm going to have to rearrange some of the furniture to make this work.
I had to bring in a veterinarian.
We need a sectional in there for all the babies, not just an armchair.
We've constructed some womb cubicles.
Gross. But the crazy thing about the kids is that like they're like when you look at them they range from like one is like super pale with blonde hair and some are very dark with like black hair and it's like
what
weird
yeah it's just be it's
is
just
it a,
genes
is
I mean
like a mixed family or is it
that nobody knows well she knows but nobody else knows who the father is
no
because it's in vitro yeah.
right
so the media obviously was like oh 8 kids. Gonna bombard you, right? Mm-hmm. While she was pregnant, though, she received a lot of negative attention, including death threats. And I guess, like,
why?
Because people were like, oh, you're gonna be a burden on us taxpayers.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
But she came out and said, oh, I'll be able to independently, like, I can pay for the kids. I have a way, whatever. But then it came out that she was unemployed and on disability. So she was getting assistance from the government, which people hated her for.
It's like one person.
But it's 14 one single kids. Mom with 14 kids. Can we chill out and maybe just like,
oh, I'm
we'll
aware.
Take this one for
the
I'm
team?
Aware
of
that
doesn't
make any sense, though. Like, I'm mad at you because you specifically are the reason why my taxes
person.
Suck.
But yeah, they were just mad because she was on like welfare
hey, I live
and all
here
this stuff
in this country. So
I have, my money's going straight to you. How dare I pay for 14 kids?
Might as well write the check out to your 14 kids.
People like just took her. They were like obsessed with her for a minute, and then they became negative attention. Blah blah blah. So she kind of got herself in trouble quite a bit in 2011. I'll just run down this list that I have. She told In Touch magazine, quote, I hate babies. They disgust me. That's not even the end of the quote, Simon. She said, I hate babies. They disgust me. Obviously, I love them, but I absolutely wish I had not had them. She later stated that she did not say that, but then a recorded audio tape surfaced 3 weeks later of her saying this.
Actually, you super did say that. It's
yeah, remember
funny.
When we recorded you saying that? Also, remember when you had six kids before
and then
you had
eight
oh,
kids?
I just hate them. Hey, you know
they
what
disgust
causes
me.
Those, right? Weird.
Yeah, a year later in 2012, she checked herself into rehab for anxiety, exhaustion, and stress, which does not surprise me.
Right.
And she had been taking Xanax that was prescribed to her by a doctor for her problems.
Just all of it.
Yeah. Xanax cures it all.
Also in 2012, she appeared in a film. This might be... Now, here's the thing. I don't understand. This... I don't... Okay, she appeared in a film called 666, The Devil's Child.
Nice, dude.
The same year, she also appeared in an adult film
Did
named...
all of her kids appear in that as well?
What, The Devil Child?
Yes. It's like, listen, these are
Possibly.
All my kids that I hate.
Yeah, they
Please
all
put
are.
Them in this devil movie.
They disgust me. she also appeared in an adult film called Octomom Home Alone.
Okay.
Which
dude.
Won an
nice.
AVN Award.
Nice.
Gross.
In 2014, she was actually accused of welfare fraud because she didn't disclose that she made $30,000 for appearing on shows, like talk shows and stuff, and she was in a couple music videos. So what? She was sentenced to 200 hours of community service. What? She was in a music video. She was the bride of somebody. I don't know
That's
who.
That's why I was like, what?
She looks... Okay, people have accused her of getting plastic surgery to look like Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
She has had a breast augmentation as well.
Does she look like Angelina Jolie?
Eh. She looks like a poor man.
She looks like
Angelina Jolie. Yeah, pretty much. But now she is living in a 3-bedroom rented condo in Southern California. 3 bedrooms. And some of her kids are having to sleep on a couch.
I think maybe if you hate kids,
Don't have
so
14
many.
Of
yeah,
them?
Maybe don't have 14. Hey, maybe next time when you've got 6 and you're like, I hate kids. Maybe like 6
stop.
Is a pretty good
maybe
number.
Stop
maybe I'll just
there.
Stop
but the other
them.
Thing is like there's 6 kids in 5 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like that's insane.
That's a lot of kids. You know how many kids I have?
None.
She looks kind of scary.
Yeah, she looks a little scary. But she, like, there was an interview with her recently, and she was, like, apparently they're all, like, raw vegans. And she
What's
does, she believes that, like,
vegan?
They eat, like, I don't know. They don't cook. I don't know.
What's the difference between a vegan
and
a
raw
vegan?
I don't know. But she said that she thinks that pharmaceutical medicines are basically poison.
Oh, right. Sure.
So
you know, the ones that, like, saved your life when you were pregnant.
Yeah, well,
kids.
That was the thing. So her kids, she said that her kids are vaccinated, but they don't get, like, flu shots or whatever.
Okay.
Which is, like, should be super cool because she has she has basically a classroom of children in her house. She says that, like, that was one thing in the interview, too. It didn't, like, talk, like, she's like, I don't like going out in group settings. So sometimes I'll just take the kids that act proper, like that are on good behavior, I'll take them out.
Nice, dude.
It's like
good
super
mom.
Cool.
Great.
So
that's so many kids though.
Yikers, dude.
Yeah, she was on like Oprah and all this other stuff. So
that.
Yeah, dude.
Look at that belly.
Oh my God.
That's her pregnant. Like it looks like she's harboring like an
alien.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
like
it's
from
like
Prometheus when
baby.
She's got the freaking alien in her and the like
and then she's
the
like
the robot's
got
to do surgery on her. Oh my God, it's, that scene is
that scene is gnarly,
it's
dude.
Powerful, yeah.
It's real
gets
gross.
The laser and then the staples and you're like,
That scene is so intense. Oh my God.
So intense.
I remember that so vividly because I was like, man, that, like, all the things happening right now where it's like horror and I'm very scared, but also this gross surgery thing happening.
Also, the freaking alien starts moving and you're like, get it away from my face. Get it away from my face. The whole time you're like, oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Scene is very vivid.
Anyway,
Amon, get us out of here.
That's all right. Mom.
Getting out of alien pregnancy strangeness. Fair. Michael Lotito died on June 25th, 2007, at the earliest age of 57.
Okay.
Apparently of natural causes. To anyone that knew him over the previous 40 odd years, this might have been unexpected. After all, Lotito had been eating metal, glass, rubber, and other indigestible materials on a very regular basis, on a very large scale, since he was a teenager.
Why?
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 This guy decided that, hey, I'm going to eat stuff that's
not food?
That's like indigestible. Uh-huh. I'm just going to eat it. You know, I'm just going to break it up into small pieces, and I'm going to eat it. Yeah, and those things include, but are not limited to.
I'm ready.
He took apart and ate shopping trolleys, which I'm guessing is like a shopping cart.
Yeah.
A coffin. I don't know why.
Jesus.
Bicycles. Computers.
What?
Skis. Televisions.
I don't know why that one got me.
Beds. Chandeliers. And a Cessna 150. If you know what a Cessna is, it's a small plane. A small plane, like an entire plane.
Who is...
Michael Lotito, what?
Michael Totino, I can't... I can't with you,
Michael,
bud.
Tostino's, I can't.
Totino's Papa Rolls is almost what I just said. Let's just gloss over that and just continue. Why did he have... What's that disease where you eat random things, pica or whatever?
I don't know what that is. Okay. But
I think you're right.
Okay.
Claimed that he never suffered any physical side effects from his hobby slash day job.
That's not a hobby. And it's not a day job. I'm sorry.
He'd eat over 2 pounds of so-called indigestible material every day with a palate cleanser of mineral oil.
Right.
And a whole lot of water.
Yeah. To make you poop.
To lube up the outdoor.
Yeah. You don't have to keep talking.
I'm just asking.
Can you imagine pooping out a shopping cart? Like what that process is? It's probably not good.
Here's the only thing that I think this would come in handy is if you get kidnapped, right? You just eat a Cessna, right? And you get kidnapped and you're like, y'all just wait. I'm going to be able to get out of here. And then he just feeds it.
That's not how it works.
Like Legos.
He's only eating 2 pounds of the Cessna per day. He's not eating the entire Cessna.
But
if he's getting it that small where he's not having trouble getting rid of it, then it's probably impossible to piece back together.
I like Data's idea better.
Mine's more fun.
Apparently, the inevitable visits to the gentleman's convenience didn't cause any major issues. The bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Which probably seems grossly unfair to anyone who's ever been haunted by the radioactive ghost of curry the next morning.
Okay. Well, that's just unnecessary.
Okay, but I don't think he, like, spiced the pieces of...
Did he salt that?
Maybe.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
Did you salt your Cessna?
Maybe. Did you salt your Cessna before you die?
Your Cessna.
What's funny is there were things that Lotito couldn't safely consume. Oh. Apparently, hard-boiled eggs and bananas made him violently sick.
Sorry, totally. Bananas. Yeah. Like, literally the softest food in the world.
Probably not the texture that's getting him at that point. I don't know. Hard-boiled eggs and bananas made him like.
There has to be
violently sick.
Doesn't just so say sick. Wrong with you to think
that you can digest a Cessna or and not a banana. Or that
you
can,
like, look. What do you think he started with?
That's the thing. Like, you know what I mean? He probably started with
a TV or a computer or something. Something that he already had in his house.
Or if he was just, like, sitting in class and, like, had his pencil and he was like...
Oh, he for sure ate several pencils. Like, there's no question.
Everybody had that kid in class.
That doesn't make the list. Like, oh, a pencil? Psh, that's not even an appetizer. That's like chewing gum at this point.
Good night. Like, I can't... I just think, okay, there's sometimes where, like, I swallow something and it's, like, a little pokey and I'm like, I'm going to die. Yeah.
I can't imagine, like,
a popcorn kernel. Yeah. I can't imagine, like, a computer chip going down.
Also, like, who just has, like, a coffin to eat, you know?
You think he got sponsored? He just went to that dude.
Carl?
Yeah, he just went to Carl. I know you're not using that coffin.
Give me that coffin. I gotta eat something. He's Italian now. He's like, "Yo, Carl, I need that coffin sandwich."
Hey guys, thanks for coming to my YouTube channel. Today I'm gonna crush this coffin in one sitting. Make sure to hit that like and subscribe button. All right, here we go.
Oh my god, it's like a 5-day long video.
Also, like, anybody have a chandelier?
God,
I mean,
lower that down. I want to eat it.
Did he go, maybe he went to an antique store and he was like, oh man, when I come back tomorrow, I'm going to get that 7-foot-tall Jar Jar Binks cut out.
Yo, and Jar Jar's legit, back. But give me that chandelier. It looks a little bit more appetizing. Jar Jar, check me out. God. I'm about to eat this chandelier. Carl, where's that coffin?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
All full circle.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, this is my last one. It's not a bummer. Even though it's sort of a bummer.
what?
How would you like to be remembered for being the supreme ruler of a whole nation?
Snoke? Oh.
So, Snoke. Like, if you were Kim Jong-un, right? Someone like that.
Spitballing.
I don't know, just a...
and, you know, you sort of... You know, you're like the supreme deity, and everyone worshipped you.
Supreme deity.
You are.
I know.
You are
literally worshipped by, like, millions of people, and they, like, you know, have to worship you, or else you can just, like, have them publicly executed.
Is that your person?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, fair.
Can you imagine?
No.
Being remembered. Okay. Speaking of, like, weird dead bodies that are being kept around for years at a time, Kim Jong-un's father.
Uh-huh.
They have his body on display under glass, but they pristinely,
like, embalmed him.
Embalmed him, right? And so he is preserved on display. Him. Yes, preserved him under glass. And so people walk by and bow to him and this special thing.
It's better than Carl's body.
Okay, but...
a little.
It doesn't have glass eyes.
Still dead.
Still dead. Still dead.
Uh-huh.
I don't... Okay. What...
Let me just hit
you.
Hit me up
with some facts.
Yeah, I got a few. So there's only 28 approved haircuts, right, in Korea. So there's 18.
Sounds like Animal Crossing.
Yeah, 18 for, yes, it's 18 for women and 10 for men.
You can only customize your character a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So that's great. You like your new haircut, Dane? Because it's not approved. In my nation.
So now I can die.
So now I'm gonna send you to a labor camp or just have you killed in the middle of, like, a football stadium with an anti-aircraft gun. How's that sound? Pretty good.
Sorry.
Do you like being able to drive, Dane?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe you should move to North Korea.
Well, good.
Where only government official men can drive.
Not even just regular men.
Not regular men.
Nope. Not powerful enough. Not strong enough. Not smart enough. Not good enough. Can't drive.
Not haircut enough.
No. No international phone calls. Can't use the internet.
Do you think that there are some people in North Korea who don't know that, like...
Most people don't know.
The world exists.
Most people don't know the world exists.
That is so...
That's why most people far-fetched. Who are, like, North Korean Olympian athletes leave.
Yeah.
Like, they literally run away because they, like, get to the Olympics and they're like, what?
What?
The world?
This is the rules? What? Excuse me? Goodbye?
Like, what? The world isn't, like, this oppressive place that I've been told it is.
Yeah.
And it's, like, actually way better anywhere else.
Yeah.
I'm not going back.
But see, that's the weird thing is,
but
like...
But if you defect, you are publicly executed.
Right, if they catch you.
Uh-huh, if they catch you. Publicly executed.
That's why they're all Olympians, because they can run really fast or row. I don't know.
There's also only 3 TV channels, and they're all government-owned and operated. So, like, you can't – there's just nothing. There's nothing. There's no way for you to know.
Constant propaganda.
Which is so crazy to me, because South Korea is so, like, awesome. Technologically advanced and just, like, the complete opposite.
Well, they got to be, like – they know what's on the other side of that.
I mean,
wall,
fair. I mean, well, that's a thing.
It's
like...
funny you say that, because according to North Korea, North Korea state media reported in 2016 that researchers had invented a new type of miracle drug made from rare earth elements that is able to cure AIDS, eradicate certain types of cancer, and completely destroy the Ebola virus. So I don't know what you're talking about, Dave. It seems pretty advanced to me. From this side of the table, I don't know.
I mean, they even if they did discover that... Nobody's getting it.
No. I mean, no, it's staying there. I guess that's the crazy thing is, like,
Kim Jong-un's like, I don't have any of those diseases, but give me that drug.
It's just like a piece of gum.
Well, it wouldn't matter anyway in North Korea because according to state media, no one is disabled. They have no disabled people in North Korea.
There's no unhappy people there either.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, of course not. Because you talk to them, they're like, yes, we're very... It's like, oh my God, an Avatar with the Earth, the Dai Li.
Oh, yeah, with Ba Sing Se.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though one defector claimed that babies with disabilities were taken away by hospital staff and that men with dwarfism are castrated and forced to live in an isolated village.
This, okay.
What?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So they're trying... This starting to sound like very adult.
But North Korean researchers did find the only unicorn.
Yeah, a little bit.
just a little adult. But they're getting away with it. When like Hitler tried it, everyone was like, no, and then bombed him. And now it's like North Korea's doing it.
Yeah,
everyone's
but
just
Hitler
like.
Hitler also like left his country to do it too. Not to say that it was bad.
No, he was like invading
in
other
Germany,
countries. Yeah,
but,
you're right.
Like, he was. Putting that on other people's people.
I mean, I guess it's a thing. Like, if I guess that would, I mean, I say one day somebody tried to invade North Korea to like, we're here to free you. And they're like, from what? You know, like, are there people who
they
are just
know.
Like, this is the only life we know? So
they don't know. Most people can't even live like in, like, that's another thing. Like, they can't even live in the capital. Like, you have to be approved to live in the capital. Everyone else is like basically rural.
How do they get like imports? And they obviously don't export.
Dude,
so are they just
check
like...
this out. Freaking, they don't get a lot of imports because the one of them that they were getting was fertilizer from South Korea. And South Korea was like, you know what? Y'all suck. We're actually not giving y'all this anymore because why the heck would we?
Bye, losers.
And so you know what they started using for fertilizer?
Human?
Yes. The government made everyone collect their own dookie so that they could fertilize their rice fields. They did find unicorns, though.
Had to say humans.
Yeah. We skipped over that. Poop. They found a unicorn in North Korea.
Did they really?
According to state, you know, state
God,
media.
I love this. Now I just want to read, like, what
can
have...
Can we get that channel?
Oh, they also created hangover-free alcohol,
have...
which is cool.
So water.
Alcohol-free anything.
Yeah. So, like, Bud Light Light.
Plus, yeah, Kim Jong-il also bowled a perfect game and made 11 holes in one in a row.
Stop.
According to state media, which is also, it's like just as good as curing cancer and finding a unicorn is like, hey, my bro, Kim Jong-il, like 11 hole-in-ones in a row.
It's
can
like
you believe it?
And after each one, he was like, Kobe, and just like. Yeah.
And after that, he wrote 1,500 books. They're all in the library. Go read them.
Yikes, dude.
That's another fact they said about him is that he wrote 1,500 books.
1,500 books.
Yeah. Anyway,
I just want to now read. I just want to read like facts.
Well, that's what I was doing because I was like, man, could you just imagine, you know, being the supreme leader of a place so great? You know, I'm just like, wow. After all this, like, wow. Wow, you know
he sounds impressive. He's really good at golf.
He hasn't even tapped into his full potential.
I know. It's like it's not even his final form. It's like what's going to happen next?
1,500 books.
It's like you know when you have to like have your country literally shut off all the power at night because you have an energy crisis on your hands. You know, it's like where can you go from there?
I mean, I guess that's the question. Like, at what point?
What if he hosted like Tomorrowland or something?
That's what they're saving all the energy for.
Oh.
At what point do you think it even would become like a thing of like, oh, maybe we do need the help of other people?
Probably never.
Probably never, because that doesn't sound very honorable.
God, it's so weird.
Me asking for help.
Yeah.
You know what the weirdest part is?
I'm living fine. Well, everybody else can die first.
Oh, yeah. By the way, he's the only guy that gets to wear his haircut.
This is a one of one. Yeah. I killed the barber who cut this.
He chops off his hand so he can't cut anybody else's hair like that.
Yeah, also, weed is just legal there, too. You just buy weed wherever, which is like, yeah, cannabis is legal.
Well, I'm moving. No. I mean, can you, like,
are there other places, Dana?
Can you, like, obviously, you can't. Are there airports in North Korea? Like, I don't know how.
I mean, there are airports.
But are they only for, like, military men?
Yeah. Well, I mean, or government men? But, I mean, you have to get approval for everything from the government, like, before.
God, that's insane. That sounds like a weird, like,
video game. It's communism, right?
I mean, I don't even know what you call that. I mean, I guess it is, because check this out. It's just, they're still in a caste system. Like a caste system. So, like, social ranking for, like, that sort of thing. So there's, like, the core class, which is basically, like, a high level. Like, it's, like, Kim Jong-un and his family and their family, and then, like, a few top leaders. And then there's, like, everyone else, right? And then there is I forget what it's called. But then there's, like, the one under that, which are, like, hostiles, which are, like defense
protesters.
Warriors.
And
people like that. Like, there's, like, this group of people, like, anyone that they even sort of, like, suspect is trying to dissent or
that sounds
foreigners,
like,
or anything like that.
This sounds like a plot of a video game. Like, you would be insane. A hostile.
I just, like, uh-huh.
And trying to fight back.
I like read about farm. It every once in a while. Yeah. Because, like, I still can't believe it's real. Like,
right.
We live in a world where this is actually happening.
Right.
In real time.
Yeah. And so I just had to talk about it a little bit.
That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Also, they have unicorns there, so I don't know.
So, yeah, and
well,
perfect
I mean,
golf
if
games.
Weed is legal, it's like some of those other facts don't seem as preposterous anymore.
Yeah, bro, it was 11 hole in
ones.
Oh,
my God.
11.
And then, like, there was a unicorn, and, oh, man, he was born under a double rainbow, and all the mountains bowed down to him. It was insane.
But then we had to kill him because his haircut wasn't
he was
approved.
Probably like, he was probably like, that's 11.
11 holes in one, yeah.
Oh, that's all I got.
Well, speaking of
downers,
countries, I don't know. Let me tell you about this little person. Was it a little person? Let me tell you about this dude.
Your microscopic fact sheet over there.
Listen, this is for something else, but it pertains to it. Anyway, this guy's name is, I'm going to butcher this so hardcore.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, then help me.
No, you didn't help me with mine.
Well, because I couldn't read yours. Help me.
No. Don't you dare. Don't you.
You do that first name.
Mehran Karimi.
Yeah, Karimi Nasseri.
We're going to say Karimi.
Okay, Karimi.
For all of it.
His father was an Iranian doctor. His mother was a Scottish nurse.
Sounds like a
classic
song.
Love story.
Sounds like a song you're about to sing.
Stupid. In the year 1986,
good year.
He decided, he was given, sorry, before this, he was given refugee.
Rewind. He didn't decide anything yet.
He was given refugee status from Belgium, which is where he was living. But he decided, so when you're given refugee status, you can live permanently in most European countries. So in 1986, he was like, hey, my mother is British, so I'm going to go live in Britain and become a Brit forever. So he was on his way in 1988 to London, and apparently a bag was stolen that had all of his papers in it.
Okay.
So he was like, well, I'm going to go anyway. So he went.
Good idea.
He went anyway. When he got to London, they were like, hey, you don't have your papers. We're sending you back to France, because that's where he flew from. So when he landed in France, he was arrested because,
he didn't have any papers.
But then they let him go because he didn't enter France illegally.
Okay.
But then they couldn't let him go from the airport. So they arrested him in France because, I don't know why, but they let him go because he didn't come into France's airport illegally. They couldn't send him back to his hometown because he didn't have one. because he didn't have papers.
Okay.
And they couldn't let him into France out of the airport because he didn't have any papers.
Okay.
So he just lived in the airport.
What?
Yep. So
for how long?
Go on.
I'll tell you. So this is in 1988.
Uh-huh.
In 1992, that's when the French court ruled, hey, you can't go back home and you can't enter the country. So that was 4 years after he landed in France.
Uh-huh.
Just chilling.
Yeah, he was just like, whatever. So then he decided to contact Belgium to try to get new paperwork. And they're like, well, the only way we'll give you new paperwork is if you come to us in person. Well, he couldn't leave France and he couldn't fly.
How do I get there?
Because he didn't have any money. So in 1995, Belgian authorities granted permission for him to travel to Belgium as long as he stayed there and lived under the supervision of some social worker. But he didn't. He refused to do that because he wanted to go to the UK.
Yeah. Is he living in the airport this whole time?
Yep.
What? How?
Do you have, like, how many clothes does he have?
How many clothes does he
how
have?
Many clothes how many clothes does he have?
How is he washing stuff?
I mean, he clearly he was moving to the UK, so he had all of his...
I can't.
Not all of, but...
How do you lodge? I mean, I've seen the terminal, but that seems like a short-term plan.
Well, this is the thing. So, yeah.
I think he built a fort. Like a really good fort, you know? Like a really good fort.
Like a super cool fort. So, yeah. So, he refused to go back to Belgium because he wanted to go to the UK. So, then both France and Belgium offered him residency, but he refused to sign the papers because it listed him as Iranian, but he wanted to be British.
Uh-huh.
And also, it didn't show his preferred name. Which is Sir Alfred Mehren.
Yeah, but the sir is like, there's a comma after it on purpose.
Yeah, so that it's not like an actual title, like that the queen bestows.
Sir, comma, Alfred.
So I guess his lawyer contacted his family and was like, can you guys talk any sense into him? Because his lawyer was like outraged that he wouldn't sign these papers. And his family said, quote, he's living the life that he wants.
Right, yeah.
Which means... We don't care.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So now we're in 2003. He's still living in the airport.
How?
From 1988.
How is this possible? How have you done this?
He cannot go anywhere because he's not legally allowed on land.
Can you imagine being like, I don't know who like owns and like runs an airport, but just for like, can you imagine having to go to work every day and you're like, oh, yeah. There's the guy that just lives here.
Have you watched The Terminal with...
Well, here's the thing.
Tom Hanks?
No.
The movie is loosely based on that story. And yeah, it's like super annoying.
But if he doesn't have money, how is he eating?
Employees are... it says he received food and newspapers from employees at the airport and was often visited by journalists eager to hear his story.
This is insane.
But here's the thing. He has more money than I've ever had in my life. In 2003, DreamWorks paid him, I'm going to mess up this number, $250,000 for the rights to his story, which they then ultimately did not use.
Crazy.
Yeah, because they didn't. It's like.
They didn't end up using it, but they still paid him the rights to his.
I guess it's like the idea of that story.
Yeah they it's didn't loosely use, based on.
Because it's like he's not, the terminal is not about an Iranian in France or wherever that airport is. It's like he's some foreigner in New York's airport.
And it's Charles de Gaulle Airport, which is like the big international airport in Paris. But his stay at the airport ended in 2006. He was there for 18 years.
That
he lived in an airport.
That's insane. That's like, oh my God. That was like the year I was born up until the year I graduated college.
Uh-huh. No, high school.
High school, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's smart.
Yeah. 2006, the only reason he got out of there was because he was hospitalized. It never said why.
Because he was living in an airport for 18 years.
Like, oh, my body's all broken because I've been like sleeping on armrests.
I'm like psychologically melting because I've been in this airport.
I've been eating muffin wrappers for 18 years.
Egg McMuffins for 18 years.
That kills me. He was released from the hospital in 2007, and since 2008, he's been living in a homeless shelter.
Airport was better, bruh.
Like, I don't understand. But it said that during his 18-year-long stay, he passed the time by reading, writing, and studying economics.
I can't. I'm probably upset not enough studying with if so he's many homeless. People in this situation. Like, I'm upset. Like, I have gotten myself into like a whole lot of like fly by the seat of my pants sort of like bad decision situations. Never one that has lasted for 18 years. Also, who is in charge, dude?
Well, but this is the thing that kills me is that he had two chances to leave, but he was like, no, because it's not what I want.
Right. Right,
it's and not it's the name like, I want.
This is why
but
I hate
But that's
people.
My thing. It's like, okay, you have
be
been
a citizen
in this
of
airport.
That place I've never been to.
You've been in this airport for 8 years, and you're like, no. And then he's in there for another 10.
I can't imagine. It's impossible. It's that's impossible insane to me. I'm trying to imagine it currently, actively. I can't
and
do
you can't.
It.
Just real quick, sorry. That's this is my last one, but it led me to a page on Wikipedia called
that's a tiny page.
Yeah, like you could have printed it like any smaller.
It's the smallest font, but it's a list of people who have lived in airports.
Right? I hate this.
I'm printing this.
Why does this make me so angry?
I printed this for one reason and one reason only.
To make Simon mad.
This guy named, hold on a second.
She can't read it. You guys can't see, but so she can't small. Read it. It's so
his
small.
Name is Wei.
Nice. Love this.
Anyway, he's Chinese.
His name is way too small like, for you to read.
Oh, I hate you. He's Chinese. He spent roughly 11 to 12 years in an airport. And it says here, if you will read, reason to stay.
Inch from my face. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now the second from last one. Are you able to read that?
The second from last one.
Yep.
Wanted to smoke and drink without his family bothering him. Also had difficulty finding work. Weird. Would have never guessed.
He stayed at an airport because he wanted to smoke and drink without his family bothering
it's
him.
It's good to know that, like, if my life doesn't turn out and I really just want to be a total dirtbag,
I'll just
go to DFW and just chill there, and that'll be fine, I guess. Oh like, literally God. Forever. Because they can't kick me out because I don't know why.
The rest of your food just becomes Applebee's to go. Yeah. It's just, I mean.
Yeah, like all these other reasons are.
Like legal
legitimate,
reasons.
Like,
yes.
Arrived without a passport, wanted to return to the States.
I just wanted to chill
protesting.
With my bros for a while without my family always bugging me.
Missed his flight and ran out of money to book a new
Plus,
one.
Plus, it's hard out there, man. You know? Like, just cut me some slack, all right?
There's just like no jobs.
Man.
I just want to smoke and drink.
This one kind of sucks. What's his name?
Yeah,
Heinz,
good luck,
Heinz,
bud.
Heinz Mueller. He's from Germany, and he was only in an airport for 13 days. That's not too bad. But the reason is flew to Rio de Janeiro to meet with a woman he met online who didn't show up.
Ouch, bro.
Oh, no.
Ran out of money and ended up in Campinas.
So he got catfished,
yeah.
Denied, and stuck in an airport.
And like... Yeah, it says ran out of money and ended up in Campinas. Campinas is like close to like Sao Paulo. It's like very far away from Rio.
Yikes, dude. Well, I just wanted to. I just thought that wanted to smoke and drink without his family bothering him is a hilarious reason to like in an airport of all.
What was his name?
Go to a bar. Way.
Way.
Just that.
No. He has a last name. It's the second from the last. The font, y'all, the font is like two.
Zhang Guo?
I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce Chinese.
Wei Zhang Guo.
Yeah, I don't know what you're showing
me. Hey, read this. Simon, you did English stuff.
So, yeah, but that's, he was in an airport for 18 years.
I hate him.
Yep. And he sounds like kind of a dick.
It sounds like kind of like a... You know that subreddit, Choosing Beggars?
Yes.
Sort
hey,
like
Snowden's
that.
On this list.
Well, yeah, he lived in an airport for a while.
Anyway.
Anyways, man.
We did it.
Get
Thanks,
famous.
Dana, God.
I'm sorry, I was
Live
reading.
In an airport, eat a Cessna, collect speed VHS tapes.
Oh, my God.
Keep your sweetheart's body for 7 years after
Say
they die.
Stupid things on Dr. Phil.
Yes, we got, yeah. A lot going on there.
Have eight babies. take a picture of one of your babies and make it a meme.
The good thing about humanity is that they're always doing stupid stuff and bad stuff and weird stuff, which is also part of the bad part about humanity. But at least you can laugh at them.
Uh-huh.
You know, you look like you're about to say something.
Sorry. Sorry. It says reason for leaving. And it says still lives in the airport, but comes out occasionally.
Oh,
man.
Sorry.
He gets got to visit that family.
I mean, yeah, just, I'm still
with.
Alive, but I'm going back because you guys annoy me.
I'm going back because I got to drink some more.
Yeah, I needed more cigarettes. So that's all we got, y'all. Sorry, it had to be a quick one this week because we all have stuff happening.
Things to do.
Like right now. Yeah. But hey, it still counts.
Yep.
Sure does.
Don't it's an know episode.
Why it wouldn't.
I don't know why I said that. I don't know why.
We're
going to
release
happening.
A 5-minute episode one day and just be like, bye.
Well, we're going to have to release like a 2.5-hour episode or a 3-hour episode sometime because we have to talk about Waterworld.
Waterworld.
That movie is 3 hours long.
Hey, that movie is 3 hours of amazing.
Tell us how much you want us to watch Waterworld and basically like Mystery Science Theater it.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be the podcast.
I'll post a picture of the VHS and you guys like it and comment on it.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you have a great week. Yeah. Leave us a review. Talk to us on Instagram. Come follow us. Interact with us. Be a human being because we are also human beings. Yeah. And
right.
Enjoy.
If you guys have any topics, let us know.
As long as you don't
go
an airport.
Eat a coffin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or steal your dead wife out of one, okay? Just leave her alone. She's fine.
I don't know. Were they married?
I don't know.
That makes it worse.
Bye.
Bye.
That's outro. Were they married? I don't remember.